Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Waylon Wyatt, welcome to the UK. It's your first time, right?
It is. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. We've been loving your music. So it's great that you've come over. I caught the show in BST Hyde Park. That's quite a big old show.
That was. I was told that that was one of the times that Rainbow Stage has been the most packed.
Yeah.
So that was a very cool thing. I don't know. It's just awesome.
It was cool to be in the audience as well and looking out. And the weather was great. Everybody was in a very good mood. Have you met Zach? Are you mates with him?
I'm not mates with him.
Okay.
But I have met him once. So.
And he was a big influence for you, right?
Yeah. His lyricism, his melodies, and just the way he goes about writing songs is an inspiration all by its own.
Tell me if this is right or not, because when I play your music, which we do a lot here on the station, I always say it's like a young artist with an old soul. Is that fair to say?
Definitely.
Yeah, because, I mean, even your music and the approach to it, well, even your name, are you actually named? I've heard you say it, but are you actually named after Waylon?
Yes, sir. Waylon Jennings is where the name comes from, and then Wyatt is from Wyatt Earp, so it's like outlaw country. That's really where it comes from. And I guess my parents are just big fans of like Western movies and like country music, because my little brother, his name's Jesse after Jesse James, and then Jesse Cole, okay. Cole after Cole Younger.
So with a name like Waylon Wyatt, you had to be a country artist, surely. Was there ever anything else that you thought you would do?
Well, I come from blue-collar backgrounds. Back where I'm from, I work in a construction company with my pops.
Okay.
And he always travels with me everywhere we go. So
is this him in the corner over here?
It is.
Keeping an eye on the proceedings.
The Tyler Childers hat on, you know. Big fans. But we work back in a construction company back where we're from. And I'm from Arkansas, in the U.S., a small town called Hackett, really small town, about 800 people. You try real hard, you can fit us all in here, I bet. I'm from that blue-collar origin, so I just always thought I was going to follow that, because where we're from, you grow up doing what your daddy does. It's just small town folk people. You do what your parents do. So I really thought that's the limelight that I was going to be that I would happen to stick to. But I'm really glad that I didn't have to.
Arkansas is one of those states that really confuses Brits, because it's spelled different than it sounds. And because they always, Arkansas is what they assume, which makes sense. That's what it looks like. So since you've been in the UK, we have loads of words here that do not sound like they are spelled. Have you encountered any linguistic problems since you've been here?
Honestly, I try to avoid such words until I can't. So
okay.
I'll be like, that over there, that place, that right there,
point.
Yeah, exactly.
So you could have ended up in construction. You were there for a little while, but then was it TikTok that changed everything?
It was.
How did that come about?
Like I said, I work in a construction company. I was working in Eufaula, Oklahoma at the time, and after I would get off work, I would just sit on the front porch, and I had been picking the guitar at the time. I learned it, I was started learning about 3 years back from that, and I just had it around with me every time I was in Eufaula, Oklahoma, just so I'd have something to do after work. And I would sit on the front porch, and I'd be just covered in mud, sweat, blood, tears, dust, rust, all the above, I'm telling you. It was just hard work, and I sit there, and I just start plinking on the guitar, you know, picking and grinning other people's songs. Like Tyler Childers is a big inspiration of mine. Zach Bryan, as we said previous, and Turnpike Troubadours, you know, they're from the Oklahoma region too. So I've always looked up to them, because I'm on the border of Arkansas and Oklahoma. That's why I'm so close to that Arkansas and Oklahoma roots right there.
And that's
there.
What they call red dirt, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Red dirt, like Tyler Childers, he's an Appalachian.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
Or that, Appalachian, if you're from there.
Appalachian, you know, I'm not the best at pronouncing words. I try to...
No, listen, Appalachian if you're from there, Appalachian if you're not.
Exactly. But like I said, I'm just big fans of them, so I just sit there playing other people's songs, and then one day I just had the crazy notion to try and write my own, and I did, called Everything Under the Sun. I wrote it and showed it to a buddy of mine back home. I sent it over a text message, and he loved it. He just fell in love with it, told me that I should put it out there for people to hear. And TikTok had been popping off at the time. And I'm not really trusting of, like, social media, you know.
Right. And with good reason.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on there that shouldn't. And I just didn't want to get involved in that. But he just kept on about it. And one day I finally snapped. And I was like, all right, I will post this onto the TikTok if you just shut up about it.
And you had TikTok already. You just weren't posting music.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you remember what the post was right before you posted your music?
I don't know. I just posted a random video. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I was still working at the time, too. That second video was the one that popped off the most. I showed it to my buddy. He told me to put it on there, and I finally did, and it actually got a lot of love support, which I wasn't really banking on. You know, there's keyboard warriors out there. I just figured someone was just going to start hating on it for absolutely no reason, because that's what people like to do sometimes. And, you know, you don't have to put a face to the person that's texting. So, no, we got a lot of love support, so much so that a couple of record labels started reaching out. And like I said, I'm not very trusting of the social media, so I just thought, oh, these people just want something from me. This is fake news. This is bad news. And luckily, in that video, I had kept the construction company hat on, because on that hat has the number, the construction company number.
Right.
And one record label actually went as far as to reaching out by calling that number, getting a hold of the secretary office back at the work spot, and which was my aunt at the time. She still works there, but it was my aunt as a secretary, and got a hold of her, set up a Zoom meeting, and a week after that Zoom meeting, they flew down from Los Angeles, California to Arkansas and drove to where my hometown is, Hackett, Arkansas, and they recorded two songs in the rec room of my house. It was Everything Under the Sun, first song I ever put out, and then Arkansas Diamond. That song I had wrote like a week after writing into Everything Under the Sun, and I wasn't even finished with that song, Arkansas Diamond, yet. I had just finished as soon as they got there. So one of the people from the record label, Mr. Sean Leewow, had to hold the phone when I was recording it for me to be able to remember the lyrics. Like, he was holding the phone. He was sitting on the floor while I'm recording, and I'm just looking at the phone, reading the lyrics.
You still at this point thinking, what's going on? Is this real or what? Or are you kind of just giving into it by this point?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's all really felt like it's fell into my lap. And being 18 years old, it's just crazy how much I've gotten accomplished when there's so many people that would just kill to have my spot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very blessed and very thankful for where I'm at.
So the second EP, Out of the Blue, you just released that. Presumably, well, I say presumably an album's on the way, but I think the way it works now, you can kind of do whatever you want. Like, you could just keep releasing EPs, or you could release singles, or what? Are you working on a big album?
I'd like to, you know, working on singles at the moment. Right. You know? I just got out of high school, and that was a really big barrier of trying to write music because, you know, I had English assignments to write first. So, but now I've finally graduated, so definitely going to be on that grind a lot more for sure.
And have you moved to Nashville now, or have you moved to L.A.?
I am not. I have not, and I most likely will not. Not that I have anything against Nashville or L.A. I just feel that. And not to discredit anybody that's ever made that move there. I mean, that's where
country
music...
Yeah, but you don't have to now. There was a time where you would need to move to Nashville or somewhere, depending on what you did musically. But you don't really need to do that now. And loads of artists come through these doors who either move to Nashville for a minute and then move back to their hometown or move somewhere else, or they never move there at all. So are you you're still in Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
And you think that's where you want to stay?
Yes, sir.
Really? So do you think that moving somewhere like Nashville, like, it kind of changes the game a little bit or would change your perspective on things?
I feel that, like I said, not to discredit anybody that's ever made that move there, it's just a lot of copy and paste, people doing the exact same thing in the same place. You know, a lot of people get overlooked that way. Being from Arkansas, that's where the originality comes from it. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of country artists coming out of Arkansas. I mean, biggest known person is Johnny Cash. You know how far back that was in the early years. So... yeah, I feel that being from Arkansas and staying from Arkansas just really brings originality to me.
So coming to places like the UK, when you were growing up, was traveling your thing? Did you ever have a little bit of wanderlust and want to kind of get out and see the rest of the world, or were you not bothered?
I just never thought I'd get that far.
Right.
I mean, I just didn't want to get my hopes up or anything like that, because without this music, I would have never been able to really get out of the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
So I'm very... like I said, very thankful and grateful.
Well, construction
for that kind of
took
stuff.
You to Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm already on the border of Oklahoma, so I basically yeah. live there too.
Is there a place in the world that you've always dreamed of going?
Scotland. And we're actually going to have a headline show there too. So, like I said, this music is really taking me everywhere I really want to go. West Virginia was probably the most beautiful place that I've ever been back in the U.S.
Right.
Mountain Mama, as they say, like, they're not lying. I love a good mountainscape, and West Virginia has plenty of it for sure.
Scotland, when you get there, like, it reminds me a lot of the Appalachian Mountains. And you can see why so many people ended up from Scotland in that part of the world and the music translated and stuff, because when you get into the mountains, it looks very similar to that part of the U.S. So I think you'll love it.
Looking forward to it.
Now that you've been over here, you're going to come back?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you got a taste for it.
Yeah, I'll never get used to the accent. I went, like I said, we did the Hyde Park show. And after I got done doing the second day of Hyde Park show, I actually had time to go out and meet with some fans.
Yeah.
And the first person that I met with, they were saying, "I can't believe your accent is real. I'm not the one with the accent. You're the one with the accent. What are you talking about? No, you're the one with the accent. No, you're the one with the accent."
I think you both have an accent.
Yeah.
And I've got a really weird accent because I'm from the Appalachian Mountains, but have lived here for a really long time. So people never know where I'm from. We all have accents, as it turns out.
Right.
Well, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We love what you're doing. Please come back and see us the next time you're over.
Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.